June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yeah, buddy, hour two, G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan, and it's a Rangers night off, so we have a full 5 hours to discuss today's sports world with you, including the latest Mavericks edition, Cooper Flagg, and for more context and perspective on that, we go to Joel Berry from the ACC Network here on The Fan. And good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
Yeah, I'm doing well. I hope you guys are doing well.
Yeah, we are. It's very exciting. Cooper Flagg coming aboard. I guess I'll just hit you with this. We're wondering if Cooper Flagg pushes the Mavericks to be the best team on paper in pro basketball when Kyrie Irving comes back. What would you think about that?
I mean, I wouldn't fault you for having that assumption with the talent that they have around him. You really don't see number one picks walk into a environment like that where they have those type of veterans, and not just veterans that have – had okay careers. These are guys that have won championships, that have played on the most elite teams that we have been watching for the last decade. And so these guys are still producing. So I think that having a talent like Cooper Flagg come in can really raise this team. And it's crazy to say that again, like I said, with the vets they have, but he has the potential and the skill, the ability to be able to do that and not only just show up, but actually make an impact for the Mavericks.
For someone as yourself that was an NCAA champion at North Carolina, I know it's got to be tough to sing the praises of a Dookie, but what stood out to you when you were watching Cooper Flagg in the ACC and dominate at such a young age?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I mean, if you just to put it in perspective, he should be entering college basketball this year. And it's just crazy to see what he has done as he has streamlined to the NBA now. I think that for him, the talent is just off the charts. And you talk about a guy that literally led his team in every single major category. That is really difficult to do. And that just shows the impact that he has on the game and how it's hard for teams to be able to scout him, because if he's competing at the way that he competes, but he's also filling up the stat sheet in different ways, it's just really hard to scout a guy like that. The first thing I saw or my thought about him was that he's a basketball player. He plays the game where he impacts every single aspect of the game. I think that's why he is going to fit right in, because if he's not scoring the ball, he can still impact the game in so many different ways. And that's what truly makes him special.
Hey, Joel, you're known for your breakdowns and your work. How do you stop a guy like Cooper Flagg? How do you defend him?
I think physicality is the one thing. I mean, you see his frame. So I think, you could say, hey, try to get physical with him. It's hard to really do that in the NBA because, that's a way of it's a skill to be able to draw fouls. Sure. So it's really hard to do that. I think you just keep bodies around him. I'd look at like a Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who is like very hard to guard one-on-one. And what the Pacers did, with sending an extra body at him kind of disrupted his game a little bit. So I think that's, maybe two ways you can impact him is being physical, trying to defend early, but also just keep bodies around them. But as we know, it's hard to do that in the NBA because there's so much space. And that's why it's going to be so difficult to guard him, because if you try to play him one-on-one straight up, he has the ability not only to be able to get around you, but he can finish at the rim. Mm. And then you talk about a guy that can see over the defense and deliver a pass. I mean, just think about him and Anthony Davis in a pick and roll situation. Right. How do you guard that with a Klay Thompson sitting in the corner? Yeah. It's going to be very hard for teams to guard them, and I'm excited to see what they can do.
Yeah, so you're saying that his game, what we've seen in the NCAA, it's going to translate even better in the NBA just because of the way the game is played, the style of the way the team's playing.
Yeah, no, it will. I mean, like, I see Jokic sometimes catch the ball at the free throw line,
right?
On the corner, and they basically ISO him. And so in a situation like that, as a defense, what are you going to do? I mean, I've seen he did that quite a bit at Duke, where they just kind of let him have his island, if you will, and said, hey, defense, you have to react to this. If you don't, he's going to go get a bucket. So I see the same thing. It's like you can't help, because we know in the NBA they make shots. So what are you going to do if he catches the ball at the elbow and he's able to do whatever he wants to do, and he has that ability to blow past you and finish at the rim?
It's Joel Berry with us, of course, the 2017 NCAA National Champion and Final Four Most Outstanding Player, now with the ACC Network. Joel, how much has the game changed just since you were there 8 years ago? And how tough is it to make that jump here at 18 years old, dominating as a freshman, to now playing against 25, 26-year-old men who've been in the league for a while?
Yeah. Well, the one thing that I see now, you look at the lineups, and I'm checking out all the heights and stuff, and it's like, I'm 6 foot. I don't even see a guy running out of the starting lineup that's even near 6 feet. So it's just like the game has gotten, guys are a lot bigger. I say there's a lot of space, but, you got guys now that point guards. Look at Shea SGA, he's 6'6". Guys that are 6'4", 6'5", that are very physical. I just think that's the biggest adjustment, is the physicality. But also the pace of the game has really picked up too, with quick actions, not running through an offense. It's really quick hitters to be able to take advantage of the size, the length, the speed. And now, you look at Cooper Flagg, this is a 6'8", 6'9" guy that can handle like a guard. And I don't remember seeing that much in my day, and now it's like that's what you see all across basketball, are these lanky guys that can handle the ball like a 6 foot guard, and it's just really hard to guard. But I think, one for Cooper Flagg, I just think the physicality piece will be a little bit different, but it's hard to say that when we all know what he did at USA basketball. So, right. It'll be interesting to see how he adjusts.
Hey, Joel, you brought that up about the ball handling and stuff, and I think the questions we have because of Kyrie's injuries, mm-hmm. how much do you see him like as a two? Is that you live with this guy, you watch him play every night, you know this guy. How do you see him as a ball handler potentially being that for the Mavs?
Yeah, I mean, you see it now where there are, the bigger guys are bringing the ball up the floor and initiating offense. Cooper Flagg can do that, especially with, the defensive pressure in the backcourt isn't there enough to be worried about him being pressured. So I think he's a guy that can allow Kyrie Irving to play off the ball a little bit and have Cooper Flagg initiating the offense. I could definitely see that happening. And that's a luxury that the Mavs have now, with being able to have not only a guy that can just handle the ball and create one-on-one, but you have a guy, like I said, that can come off a pick and roll and be able to make a play. I mean,
this podcast is powered by Men's T Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Him and Kami Malawach did that quite a bit at Duke. So now you have a lot more talent around you that can come off, and he can come off, and I mean, he has his choice. So, like I said, I see him as like a Jokic that's just a lot more mobile, and can, you know, be able to deliver the ball on point or be able to score and finish at the rim over guys.
Joel Berry with us here in the G-Bag Nation. So covering the ACC, we're in the NIL era. How is that now covering the sport? And do you think that this can benefit college basketball with players now maybe staying multiple years instead of, you know, the one-and-done era that we just experienced?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting to see how it'll play out now, especially with the whole house settlement now being in play, and which will generate more money for guys. So it makes you think, is this a route where – you know, the one and dones that we've seen, will they, you know, can actually look at staying in college, you know, maybe an extra year? It'll be interesting to see. I don't know. We don't have the answers, but I think that's something that you could potentially see. But from a different perspective is like Cooper Flagg. I think this is such a great avenue for one and dones. Because now this guy has handled all the off-court stuff that's an adjustment for a lot of guys that are going into the NBA. This is a guy that had, you know, dealing with brands, handling the money aspect piece, doing all these different things that are pulling your attention away from what you're actually there to do. And he did that at Duke. Now he's going into the league, and it's like it's not a you know, it's not just an eye-opener for him. It's like I've been dealing with this. So you look at it from one side of the spectrum where guys might take a look at instead of I come back and take the guaranteed money instead of making that jump. But when you do have guys that are now going into the league, they're able to understand how to deal with all the other things outside of basketball.
Do you think it's possible that the economy of college hoop grows so much that the universities can get alumni to pay a guy more than he would make in the NBA the following year if he stayed?
I mean, looking at Cooper Flagg's contract, I mean, I don't know if the money will be able to get up to that point. But you just never know. I mean, I think all possibilities are on the table. And as we continue to move forward in this formation of this new college world where it's outside of NIL now. This is actually guys sharing revenue, just like you do in the NBA. You share the revenue with the players. This is what it's turning into. So the possibilities of these guys potentially making money like that in the college level, I mean, years down the road, I could probably see that happening. So it'll be interesting to see how all of this plays out, especially with that added piece of the revenue sharing.
ACC Network's Joel Berry with us here on The Fan, a Tar Heel legend. What about the narrative that Flagg carried Duke? I saw some other top 10 picks there last night.
Yeah, I mean, you think about a guy that had all the hype coming into college. And, you know, that takes away the attention from all the other players, and rightfully so. I mean, he did a lot. Like I said, he led his team in every single category, in every single major category. So rightfully so, he took all the attention. But I don't, you know, it's hard to say that he carried his team, because look at what they were able to do in the ACC tournament. Cooper Flagg goes out, and they're still able to win the ACC tournament. And I know all the things about the ACC being down. Hey, look, at the end of the day, it's basketball, and you still have to step out on the floor and play the game. And look at what Con Knipple was able to do. He stepped into a new role and really impacted that team, and so did Malawach. So I see why people are saying he carried the team, but it's because he had all the hype and he backed it up. But he had a lot of other talent that kind of helped him be able to be the player that everyone thought that he would be. Example, you know, if Con Knipple's not out on the court, how do you space the floor? If Tyrese Parker isn't there, how do you space the floor to be able to get Cooper Flagg to operate? So I don't think he carried the team, but he did a lot for the team. But there was a lot of talent around him.
Hey, Joel, as a North Carolina man, how excited are you for your football team and Bill Belichick? Got things buzzing there in Chapel Hill?
Oh, Chapel Hill is going crazy. I think everyone's just ready for the football season to be here to see what he can do.
Sure.
And I just think having a guy like him in Chapel Hill has really helped the brand. Now, to say that he helped North Carolina's brand is pretty crazy. But I just think he's brought a type of aura and an excitement to football, because you see the basketball piece, but to have basketball paired with football and to be good in both sports is something that Carolina wants. And you can tell the school has been wanting the football piece to be there, and Bill Belichick brings that. So I think everybody's ready to get it going. I think they're tired of hearing about his girlfriend. I think they're ready to see what's going on and what can happen on the field, which I'm excited about that too.
Well, let me ask you this. Is this kind of like having Dean Smith back on campus, something like that?
In a different way. I don't think they've had, you know, I don't think they've had a coach with this much talent, or not talent, but with this much. I mean, he's bringing all of his Super Bowl and what he's done in the NFL. I don't think they've never had this at the head of football.
Sure.
So I think this is something new. And that's not disrespecting all the other coaches that have coached at Carolina. I mean, they've had some great coaches. But I'm talking about bringing the standard, bringing the status of being able to see what a guy has done on the NFL level. And now bringing that to college football, they just haven't seen that. Because a lot of coaches, once they coach NFL, they don't want to come down and mess with the college football.
Yeah.
So I just think they've never seen this before, and I think that's part of the excitement.
Joel, how good do you think SMU can be moving forward? They had pretty good success coming in the ACC, but we were talking about that yesterday because they're just down the road from us here in Dallas. Just how good can the Ponies become?
I think they were good last year. The way that they played last year coming into the league I was very impressed. And I think if Boopie Miller didn't get hurt in that stretch, I think the season would have looked a lot different for them. And it's one of those things that you've got to kind of balance now is in that non-conference. It's like, all right, you got to have a hard schedule, but you also don't want to drop those games and now your net's down. And it impacts you at the end of the year.
Right.
And I just think it kind of hurt them a little bit with not having as tough of a non-conference. But for what they've done from coming into a league that is historically known for basketball and producing really good talent and having really good teams, and for them to be at the top in the top five for, you know, majority of the season, I think that's very impressive for the school and seeing what they've already been able to do in just 1 year. And then look at football. Yeah. You come right in and you're in the ACC championship. Yeah. I just think that speaks volumes for what they've already done. And I look forward to what they can do moving forward especially with the piece of, I think one thing we know, y'all are in Texas. They bring the money.
Yeah.
And I just think that piece of it and what they've been able to do around, okay, how can we fund to be able to get the best talent and keep it there in Texas? I just think
I think the sky's the limit for SMU.
Terrific stuff, Joel. Congrats on your success on and off the court, and we'll enjoy your work real soon.
I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Salute. There he goes, Joel Berry. I think two-time all Final Four team, one-time champion, freaking legend down there at UNC, couple of years in the G League, then a year in Turkey, and now working with the ACC Network. I mean, he was so good. I think he was 6'5". Right now, he would be an all-star.
Sure.
He would be crushing because he was that good and a great team player there for those great Tar Heel teams. Okay, when we come back, it's time to hit the C-note, Cowboys news of the evening on the other side as we inch closer. I think, what is it? Is it 70 days today? Until Cowboys Eagles. 70 days, amazing. We got 10 weeks, and we're back to talk about it here in the G-Bag Nation.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensTclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.